positioning's half the battle. Find out what she would like to see or have in a financial advisor. So we want to understand some of her decision criteria and the way that she goes about making the decision and knowing that she's getting what it is that she's looking for. I think it's probably safe to assume, and I mean, we never really want to assume anything, but one assumption that we can probably make is she wouldn't be meeting with you if there wasn't a lack someplace. Very important thing for you to keep in mind when you're meeting with a prospect, when you're meeting with a client, when you're meeting with a banker, really when you ask anybody pretty much for some of their time, I look at time and I think most people look at it this way, that time is our most valuable and only non-renewable asset, because when it's gone, it's gone. So if they had a phenomenal relationship with an advisor already, whether they're a prospect, a client, or you know somebody who can refer business to you, probably you're not going to get on their calendar. So they're looking for something. You want to very much avoid jumping too quickly into your story and what your ideal client looks like and how you work with them, because ultimately when you make your presentation, you want to be making the presentation in a way that all of the points that you're making about the thing that you're doing and the stories that you're telling and your procedures and everything, you want them to, as closely as possible, assuming that once you understand their criteria that it is somebody that you want to work with, you want to be aiming all of your features, advantage, benefits, the reasons that they ought to be working with you directly at their decision criteria. I think a good conversation going and, rapport building and doing all of that stuff that you do, some of those light questions, and then I would start. So let me just ask you a question. If we were to begin working together, what would have to have happened so that we could be looking back 90 days from now? So change the time frame, made it a lot closer, for you to think to yourself, man, now, finally, I'm working with an investment guy who gets it. And we've got a relationship that's firing on all 8 cylinders. Very easy, very conversational, mm-hmm. but still to the point. Asking the banker to move out, 90 days into the future, bake your quote-unquote happiness cake, and tell me what the recipe is. And let me see if that's something that I'm a good fit for you to. And so just like when we talked about, all of the different ways that we have to get that floodgate experience, and we don't really want to proceed until we get it, same thing's true with your bankers. Is make sure you get that floodgate experience. Get them to open up and really share. And so now they're going to start telling you what it is that they do want. And now you want to start deepening those answers, just like we did on the investment side. If they say, well, communication is important to me, and you can say, yeah, me too. That definitely is. But what is it about communication? What is good communication for you? And they say, well, I hate calling clients not knowing if you've contacted them or not. And so now you can flip that around. Well, if you do know that, what happens? How is it different when you do know that? Or you could acknowledge it, validate it. Yeah, I know what you mean. I feel the exact same way. When you've got that, what does that mean to you when you're able to call that client back and you know exactly where we stand in the relationship? And then all of a sudden they say, well, then it's great. I like that a lot, because now when I'm calling them back, what I'm demonstrating to them is that I'm on the ball, I know what's going on, and I'm showing them that I care. Okay, so now we've taken what I call like the knee-jerk response or the surface-level response, which is communication. I want good communication. Okay, so now we want to say, if you have good communication, what does that give you? What's that mean to you? What are you going to be experiencing if you have that? I'm on the ball. I care about them. I know what's going on in their account. Bingo. I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm feeling good about that. Can you remember a time when you've had that? Oh, yeah. You know, or you could say, man, I can see in your eyes that's a pretty powerful experience for you. You must have experienced that at one time. And, oh, yeah, so I've experienced it a lot. What's it like when you're experiencing that? Oh, it's great. You know, you can just feel that the client really feels very differently about you, that you're separating yourself from the competition. You're blah, 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 blah. And, you know, so now you're getting all of this additional information that is going to be very, very useful in you putting together a presentation that you're going to give back to them. And what do you think's happening to them as they're going through all of that stuff and reliving these very positive moments?